Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Some people, they go through long and drawn-out bouts with health crises. Now, it's one thing when it's you yourself going through it. It's quite another thing when it's your child. Our guest today, along with his wife, has gone through an ordeal with their son from the time he was a baby. Their story will inspire you about hope, perseverance, and faithfulness, and the God who strengthens you when all strength seems gone. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we exist to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ, for you to know that the problem of sin, that problem that just gnaws at us, plagues us, that just dogs us every day, that problem of sin has been dealt with through Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins and mine, and my guest, and shed his blood on that cross over 2,000 years ago. And Christ, he was buried, and Jesus was raised on the third day. And the living Christ is the one you and I can put our faith and trust in. And if you haven't done that, this would be a great time for you to receive the love of Jesus and put your faith in the finished work of what he did for you. And you can enter into a personal relationship with God through Christ. Kenneth Wong is a lawyer in Honolulu, Hawaii, specializing in real estate development and financing, corporate law, and insurance. He graduated from St. Louis School, Northwestern University, and University of California, Hastings College of the Law. He's married to Bobby. They have one son, James. Ken, welcome to our show.
Thank you. I don't specialize in insurance. The other specialty is nonprofits, and I help a lot of churches for free.
Wow. And that would be a big help for churches indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of the ministry, part of the ministry that God has called me to.
Yeah. Well,
I also have one daughter.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's your daughter's name?
Christina.
You know, we spent so much time talking about James.
Yeah, that's right.
Is James the older one?
James is the younger one.
Oh, he's the younger one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and Christina. We don't want to miss Christina.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Ken, tell us about your son, James, and what happened when he was born.
Well, when James was born, we brought him home from the hospital, and then within a month, he was having trouble eating. He wasn't eating. He was very lethargic. And, Bobby was carrying him on his shoulder or her shoulder. And then he just threw up. He had a projectile vomiting. And the vomit went like about, 8-10 feet, across the room and hit the wall.
And this is from a baby, right?
Yeah, he's 30 days old, okay. A month old. Hmm. And it was green. And so we knew something was wrong, so we took him into the emergency, and they suspected a condition, and so they looked at the records when he was born. And when a child is born, usually they pass what is called meconium. And sure enough, in his records, they did not show him passing meconium. And so the doctors did tests, and they said he has Hirschsprung's disease, which is a condition in the intestinal tract, in his case was the lower colon, that lacking nerve endings. So when you lack nerve endings in your colon, when the, I'll say doo-doo, okay? And, when it gets to that point, mm-hmm. there's no message from the brain that the nerves can get because there's no nerve, so it doesn't move. It stops right there. So he had a problem passing stools. Mm-hmm. And so the only solution was surgery.
As a baby.
As a baby, yeah, as a baby. And when we heard that, you know, we wanted to, we didn't want the surgery. And we felt that God could heal him and would heal him. So what we did was, fortunately, usually what they do first is they give him a colostomy. So they put a bag on him so he poops into the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wait till he gets 15 pounds, and then they do another surgery to connect them back up again. They go in and cut out the back part of the colon, and then they connect them back up again. That would be the second surgery. So we didn't want to do the surgeries because we wanted to put our trust in God. Fortunately, we were able to use suppositories for a while, and the poop would come out because the condition was at his lower colon. And so we didn't do the first surgery, and the doctor said, well, maybe we can just do one surgery when he gets to 15 pounds. And we said, fine. And in our minds, that would give us time to pray to God and give God the time to heal him. So, of course, we were just praying, you know, every day.
And you got people around you to pray to,
people, you got
from
people
church.
Over, yeah. Just praying all the time, God, heal him. We believe, you know, you can heal him, heal him, heal him, heal him, heal him. And so we were doing that constantly, and we, you know, we thought that God would heal him. And, you know, that was our mindset. But, you know, God didn't heal him, so we had to go through the surgery when he was 6 months old. So they cut him open, they cut out the bad part of the colon, they joined the colon all in one surgery, and then he started pooping. So that was good. That was really good. And that went on for like 30 days. And
you know, just I'm looking at, you know, some things people take for granted, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was a gift.
It sure was. Poop is good. In our family, poop is good. And so we're the, you know, you got the Partridge family. We're the poop family. So we, every day, you know,
yeah,
we look for poop in his diaper. And mm-hmm. when there's poop, you know, we say, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But after about 30 days, what happened was scar tissue formed around the cut inside the colon. So the colon started getting squeezed, and then he stopped pooping, and his belly started getting distended, getting bigger.
Because so, it's backed up.
Yeah, it's backed up. And, you know, it's toxic.
Yes.
You know, when it can't come out, it's toxic, and it can kill you. So we rushed him back into the doctor, and what he did was he had these stainless steel rods, and he wanted to stretch the scar tissue. So he had to stick the rod up his ocole into the colon, stretch the scar tissue. When that rod went through and stretched it some, then he would use a little rod that had a wider circumference.
Stretching.
He's stretching. Yeah, he's trying to stretch it. He stick that up. So he continued to do that until the last rod he stuck in, tried to stretch it, and then it tore. You know, you could kind of see it. Just that he was having trouble stretching it, and then all of a sudden it went through. And
so this is tearing the tissue.
Yeah, he tore the colon. He tore the colon where the cut was and where he joined it up. And so he told us, okay, we have to wait about 3 hours and take an X-ray to see, to make sure that it wasn't torn. And I said, well, how can you tell? He says, well, if there's air in the belly, then we know it's torn. So 3 hours, took the X-ray. There was air. So he had torn the colon. So he had to rush him back into surgery, and he gave him a colostomy. Now, by that time, the stools had gone all into his body.
It's all toxic.
Had gone into his body, and he got an infection. And it's the flesh-eating disease type of infection, and that's bad news. And up to that time, the doctor, you know, he's in the 60s, old-time surgeon, he'd done a lot of surgeries, nothing fazed him. And he told us, Now I'm worried because he saw a red spot on his butt, on James's butt, and the spot started growing, you know, and that's the infection. And by that time, James was in ICU. He had all kinds of tubes sticking out of him. His fingers had doubled in size. You know, his toes had doubled in size. He was swollen beyond recognition. His face, his whole body, everything was just swollen. And, of course, we're praying, God, heal him, you know. Stop the infection. You know, heal him, heal him. And the infection, you know, kept on spreading. And, you know, a doctor called an infectious disease specialist and so forth. And by that time, it was, you know, the more we prayed, it's not the more we prayed, but we continued praying, and the infection continued spreading. And we got very desperate at that point.
Now, Ken, as you share this, we're going to take a break right now. But the intensity of which the situation that you're describing, and here's your 6-month-old James.
Yep.
He's in surgery. His the doctor's trying to stretch his colon, and just keeps the diameter it gets bigger and bigger, and finally it bursts, and the toxins are all in his body, and things have gotten worse, and you are praying. We're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, we're going to hear more of what took place. We got to hear the rest of the story, because, you know, right now, as you're hearing Ken Wong share, things have gone from bad to worse, and to even worse than that. Now, I don't know about you, but have you ever felt like you're in a situation when you didn't think things could get any worse, and then it did? And then when it got worse than worse, something else happened. And it didn't surprise you with joy. It surprised you with consternation. You were confused. You were absolutely dislodged. Maybe your faith was dislodged. Maybe you're just praying, but there's really no feeling to it. You're just, because you're helpless, hopeless. As you're listening today, the Lord sent Ken Wong, the attorney, to share about a personal story about his son and what God did. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Intense. I mean, that's one way of just describing the situation that my guest, Ken Wong, was in with, along with his wife, Bobby. Of course, their daughter, Christina, was about a year and a half old at this time. Their son, James, was, you know, 6 months old. Well, he was born with this, with a condition. It was a very serious condition. 6 months old, the doctor is putting these rods up his behind to stretch his colon, and the diameter, each time it stretches, he'll put in another one. And by the time he put that, I think it was the third one he put in, you know, it burst, and then it tore through the colon tissue, and the toxins there began to spread throughout his body, and it was serious. So we're talking about major infection taking place, and the infection, the red spot there on James's little behind there, it kept growing larger. And here's his doctor. Doctor's in his 60s. You know, he's real seasoned. You know, he's seen it. He's seen this a million times, so to speak. You know, no big deal. But when this surgeon looks, and this medical specialist, this pediatric specialist looks and says, "Oh, no, I'm worried. It was a very, very grave situation. Now, Ken and Bobby and all the people around, they're praying for God to do a miracle. Well, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest today, attorney Ken Wong. We're talking about a very personal matter here, something that took place in his life as a father. Are you a parent? You know what it's like to feel helpless because your child is going through something and you don't know what to do or you can't do anything about it? Well, if you've ever gone through that, you're listening to a show that you'll certainly relate with. But I think it relates more with just larger challenges as a whole and how God works and moves in the lives of people. If you're tuning in right now and you're thinking, hey, I want to catch the beginning part of the show, and you know, can I pass this on to a family member or friend? The answer is yes. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and you can download this show for free. In fact, I'll tell you, use this as a way to reach someone, to encourage someone, to bless someone. Ken, take us back. It's an intense situation there. You guys are praying, Lord, heal him, Lord, heal him, Lord, heal him. What happened?
Yeah, I'd like to describe, you describe this as bad got worse and it got worse. I like to say it got more worser. I went to Kalakaua, so that's how we talk in Kalakaua, more worser. But anyway, so it got really bad. I would go into the chapel at Kapi'olani Hospital, and there's a big prayer book there. People write their prayers in there because, you know, nothing's more intense than when your child is very sick. So a lot of these people would write their prayers to God in there, and, oh, man, it just tears your heart apart seeing what they write in there. So I was reading that stuff, and I felt the same way. You know, my heart was just, you know, I saying, I don't know if he's going to live, you know. I mean, we've been praying all this time, God, heal him, heal him, heal him. And he got worse. So finally, you know, I went in the chapel and I prayed alone. And I asked the Lord, I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to be like Abraham. You know, Abraham put Isaac on the altar and he was going to sacrifice him to you. And I put James on the altar also as a sacrifice to you. If you want to take them, go ahead and take them. And so...
Now, Ken, were you alone?
I was alone.
So it's just you and God?
Yep. Just me and God in the chapel. And I was just that part, just desperate. And it's like, okay, Lord, you take them if you want to. You know, it's up to you.
I surrender him to you.
I surrender him to you. And then I left. I left the chapel.
How did you feel when you left? When you surrendered him to the Lord? What went on inside?
Inside was, it wasn't like, oh, Lord, we leave it up to you. It's not like that. It's like, it's just really, you're down. You know, you're really down. Because And you know, I through this, I kind of felt like what God felt when he sacrificed Jesus Christ, his only son. And that's kind of how I felt. I started feeling like that. It says, oh, wow, I kind of know how God feels to do something like that. And so that's the kind of feeling, you know. I says, oh, man, it wasn't a good feeling at all. Mm-hmm. But I had to let him go. I said, you know, God, you take him. And so I went home. And then the next morning came back. And the doctor was there. And I said, how is he doing? And he said, oh, the red spot stopped spreading. And I said, well, how come it stopped spreading? He says, I don't know. So, you know, I said, oh, my goodness. You know, I kind of knew, well, I knew that God's hand was in there. But it's still touch and go because, yeah. You know, he's getting pumped full of medicine and
antibiotics.
He's still swollen beyond recognition. But the red spot stopped. And so he started getting better. You know, through the days, he started getting better and better and better. So from that, the most worst spot, well, most worst time, you're down in the pit. That's the worst time of your life. It bottomed out. God took over. And things started getting better for James.
So that was a key turning point. In his six-month life, in this moment of crisis, you, just between you and the Lord, you surrender him to God.
Yep.
And then the next day, you see this
yep.
change begin to take place.
Yep.
How was Bobby through all of this?
You know, Bobby was really good. You know, she took care of James all this, through all this time. She would put the suppositories in. She stayed home with him. Never complained, and she would have to change the bag, you know, when he got the, this is before he got the bag, but she was very good, never complained, wasn't, you know, hysterical or anything like that, and I have to admit, she handled it real well, at least externally, and internally, I think she did well, too, mm-hmm. only because of the Lord, mm-hmm. the Lord's strength, the Lord's grace, only because of the Lord.
No. The red spot. I mean, I'm just thinking, Ken, you know, worser, right? We're saying Kalakaua style, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, someone listening today, they're like that. It's like, okay, can it get any worse? Oh, yeah. Tomorrow I wake up, it got worse. Okay. So here are things. It's like for them, the red spot, wherever it is in their life, is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm just wondering, if could it be that something within us, when we surrender our problem, when we surrender that illness, when we surrender that real point of swelling or infection of our life, it could be a number of things, that could be a turning point for us where as we look tomorrow or the next day, maybe the red spot is not growing anymore, but it's, you know, getting smaller and smaller. I'm just wondering, as you're listening to that, if there's any kind of application to your own life. I mean, because it's so personal. I mean, here's Ken. Nobody knew. He's there in the chapel, and he surrenders the son to the Lord. He surrenders James to the Lord. What is your James? What is your situation where you need to surrender that? That might be a moment of breakthrough for you. Ken, as James began to grow, I'm sure, you know, it didn't happen overnight, right?
No.
What was the process of healing like?
Well, he had to go through, during his growing up, he had to go through six major surgeries in the intestinal area and about 10 other minor surgeries. So I would say about 16 surgeries mm-hmm. up through the age of 7. Something like that. So it was the turning point was in that hospital, but we still had to go through a lot of surgeries. And every time we didn't know what was going to happen, but the Lord was faithful. And I have to mention this. you know, through this ordeal, we cannot control medicine. We cannot control illness. So we had to just depend a lot on the Lord. You know, we listened to doctors, try and find the best doctor, but we really had to depend on the Lord. And there was a point during this period of time where we were in church, and there was like an evangelist prophetess that had come to church, and she had called up people who wanted prayer. So, of course, the whole church went up, and it was a small church. But I had never told anybody about that prayer in the chapel. Nobody knew. Bobby didn't know. Nobody knew. When I took up James for prayer, I had him in my arms, and I never told the prophetess anything. She just laid hands on me. She said, "The Lord has heard your prayers and has seen you put James on the altar. The Lord says James will be healed." And I almost fell back when she told me that. It was like, wow. You know, and it just sticks in my mind to this day. The Lord really hears us. He really hears our prayer.
Somebody really needs to hear that reminder, because they might be feeling right now that he doesn't, but much, much needed.
Yeah.
In what you're saying.
You know, what I want to stress is we cannot even imagine how great the Lord's love for us is. See, our mind can only imagine so much, and so we put a limit to God's love. But God's love has no limit. It's like I said, his love is so great that we'd be blown away if he revealed his great. I mean, he gave his only son. That's how much he loved us, you know. And sometimes we take that for granted. But after going through this, I said, wow, you know, I kind of understand a little bit about,
you know,
his love.
By sharing that, you're giving us a glimpse of your own, out of your own life, your own testimony about what, you know, where did you get the strength? Where the strength came from for you and Bobby to carry on? You know, I'm also interested, you know, if you've ever felt confused or discouraged during that time, but we're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, I'd like for you to share with us. I wonder, you know, were there times when you were set back, like, you know, really down? I mean, you said you were really down. And maybe even take us further than that. Give us a glimpse of how you actually came to know Christ. You know, that's always a marvelous thing because it's so personal. Everyone has a unique story to tell of how they came into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. When we come back from our break, Ken Wong will continue to share with us breakthroughs that he's experienced in his life. Maybe you can even share with us the breakthrough moment when you knew James is going to be okay. You know, take us back there. You know, we're all about sharing the love of Christ and showing you, letting you hear that Christ interfaces with our life right at the point of everyday life, because that's where it all happens. And that's where Christ's love is seen best and most. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you on.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinenen Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So God brings a breakthrough in your life. But all the problems don't go away immediately, but you've turned a corner. And as you turn the corner, you realize that there are other ordeals that you have to deal with as you move along. And you take them one at a time because, you know, like in the case of my guest today, you know, this little boy, 6 months old, had to undergo surgery. And between 6 months old to 7 years old, James Wong, the son of Ken and Bobby Wong, and the brother of Christina Wong, had to undergo, I don't know, maybe like 16 surgeries, major surgeries, minor surgeries along the way. Certainly something that, you know, a little baby shouldn't have to go through. You just think it's just outrageous to have to go through that kind of pain and suffering as a child. Well, you're listening to the story of Ken Wong. He's in studio with me. This is the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. If you're tuning in right now, I mean, this story has been so gripping and compelling, but it also has been interweaving the grace and mercy of God, the amazing grace of Christ in what a life of faith is like through the everyday things that happen. And life, you know, for you and me, and my guests, you know, life is not easy. It's tough. But that's why we need the strength of the Lord. Welcome back to our show. To find out more about this show and to download it for free, to pass it on to others and to get other encouragement, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. And you might not even be saying, I want to find out what it means to have a relationship with Christ. Well, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. We have a link there for you and something special there just for you. Ken, take us back. Okay, so breakthrough takes place. The red spot is getting smaller. James is turning the corner. But 16 or so surgeries later, how did you know that your boy was going to be okay?
Okay. You know, before we get to that, I want to encourage the listeners that, you know, from about 6 months to about 7 years, he went through 6 major surgeries and 10 minor surgeries. And every time you have the surgery, it's pretty intense, because you never know what's going to happen. And I remember one time, you know, I sent out prayer requests to our whole church and all our friends, and I had 10 things on the list. And the Lord, the Bible says, pray specifically. And the surgeon says, hey, yeah, pray for me too, you know. So we put all that stuff on. And then during the surgery and after the surgeon came out and says, wow, everything went so smooth. It's amazing. And then when I looked through the prayer list, every single prayer was answered by the Lord. All 10 of them were answered by the Lord. And so the Lord would encourage us that way, you know, that's showing, I'm still involved here, you know.
My hand is still at work.
My hand is still there. I still love you so much. I love your children so much. I love you. So don't give up. And so he would, you know, like when the evangelist prophetess came, you know, that was another little thing he showed us. He's still there, and he's always there. God is always there. And so, you know, we went through all these surgeries, and then finally the doc, you know, James is a soccer player, so the doctor, I asked the doctor, okay, when can he go back playing soccer? And she finally told us, okay, he can go back now. And, you know, I coached him, his soccer team. And so I was a little bit leery because when you get on the soccer field, you can get kicked in the gut. The ball can hit you in the gut and so forth. And so I was a little leery, kind of scared. But I said, you know what? We got to put him out there. You know, he cannot live life shielded. So I put him out there. First game, he's running around. And then the kid kicks the ball, hits him right in his gut. Right where the surgeries were.
Oh.
And he collapses to the ground. And I'm going there. I says, oh my goodness. You know, he collapses to the ground. You can see he's in pain. And then he gets up and starts playing again. And then I knew he'd be okay. So that's kind of the Lord's showing us, hey, he's okay. Look, the ball hit him right in the gut. He'll be fine. Hmm. And that's the Lord's hand, you know.
You know, Ken, I'm listening. We're listening. we're on the edge of our seat, whether it's the car seat, you know, driving, or the bed that you're lying on. You know, figuratively, we're on the edge just listening to you, okay? Now, through this whole ordeal, I can't even count how many times you said, Lord, God, Jesus, helped us, hand, his hand. You know, your faith, you know, through this, obviously has grown strong. Where did it all start? How did you encounter Christ? What was it like for you? Take us back. Tell us.
Well, you know, I had always been interested in religious stuff, philosophy, religion, stuff like that, but not Christianity.
Well, you went to St. Louis, right?
I went to St. Louis, but I grew up in a Chinese home. We were Taoists. We would go to the Kuan Yin Temple twice a year, New Year's and the Chinese Qingming, which is like Easter time. So we go to the temple there. They would tell our fortunes. The fortunes would be accurate. So I thought, this is God, you know. And I had a little bit of background in Christianity. I remember people would come by our house, took me to Sunday school. I remember learning how to sing, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. But that's all I remember about Christianity. And I went to St. Louis. And there's a Catholic school, but if you're non-Catholic, you didn't take Catholic classes. You took all the other religions. You studied all the other religions except Christianity or Catholicism. And I look back, I say, that's strange, you know. They should have at least had us study Christianity, but we never studied Christianity. So we studied Hinduism, Buddhism, and all kind of stuff, you know. But I grew up a Taoist and grew up going to the temple there twice a year, and I saw power there. And I didn't see power in the Mass at St. Louis. We would watch the Mass. We couldn't partake of it. And I didn't see any power. So I thought God was a Taoist. But what happened was, and I got into martial arts and I saw power through that too. You know, supernatural type power. And of course, that's Chinese again. So I thought, hey, the Chinese knows who God is. You know, it's the Chinese God. It's not a Christian God. And
when you're going into the higher levels, when you talk about this power, the higher levels, I mean, there's some practicing going on of kind of black magic,
yeah,
things that are taking place, right?
Yeah, at the higher levels of martial arts, kung fu. Not every art, but this particular one I was taking was, we had that. And so I saw that, and I saw a lot of stuff, you know, I mean, supernatural stuff when I went traveling and things like that. So it just put in my mind, you know, and it was all with non-Christian stuff. So it's just in my mind, oh, the Christian religion has no power. Until I started, you know, I practiced law, and you know, my life wasn't going as well as I had hoped to. You know, my marriage wasn't as good. The practice was very stressful. And so I went to see my friend who was one of my kung fu mentors, and he had become a Christian. So he talked to me, said, "Hey, you know, put your faith in Jesus Christ, you know, and then he will start changing and turning your life around." And I thought, ah, I didn't want to hear that. And so I didn't see him for a year, and I said, ah, maybe I'll go back to kung fu. But something kept me from it. Things didn't get better. So I went, about a year later, I went to see him again. And he said, hey, talked about Christ again and so forth. And then I accepted the Lord.
What was it about Christ? And at that time, obviously you kind of hit the skids in your life, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
So what was it about Christ that really grabbed hold of you or touched your heart?
Well, at that time, Shirley MacLaine was coming out with the New Age stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she had come out with a movie, Out on a Limb. And I saw the movie on TV, and it talked about the supernatural stuff like that, going out on a limb. And because my friend had been talking to me about Christianity, he says it takes a step of faith. I told myself, okay, I'll go out on a limb and receive Jesus into my life. I didn't know much about Jesus. I mean, he didn't just grab me or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just put my faith in him. I prayed the sinner's prayer. And then everything busted loose after that.
You know, when we talk about the step of faith, I mean, you're not just stepping out, you know, with a cognitive level, just saying, okay, I'm going to agree with this idea. You're actually, as a Christian, at that point, your friend is talking to you about a person named Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And you're putting your faith and trust in this person who actually lived, died, was buried, and put in a tomb, and then rose again.
Yeah.
So the living Christ touches a Chinese man, a kung fu man, a lawyer here in Hawaii, and your faith has continued to grow.
Let me back up to the one of the reasons why I put my faith in Christ, because my mentor, the guy I was talking to, he had gone through all kinds of different religions too, like mm-hmm. Hinduism, Werner Erhard, Est. And I had gone to some of that previously.
With him?
Yeah, with him.
Okay.
Because he was into that thing back then. And we saw supernatural stuff happen, you know. He could heal people, things like that. And then he became a Christian. And he told me, all that stuff is nothing, he says. Mm. That stuff, the greatest power is Jesus Christ, you know.
So you kind of went on a journey with him too then.
Kind of, yeah.
Seeking journey. Yeah. You know, because people today, you know, some people may not realize it, but as they're listening, there are people who are actually seeking. They're not Christians yet, but they're spiritually seeking. A large part of our audience are people who are seeking. That's why they're listening to this Christian talk show, because they're looking to find out more and seeking. Well, as you hear, there's that journey that you go through, and you may be on that journey right now, but that's why we're very clear about who we represent and who we're presenting, the Lord Jesus Christ, because Christ has saved Ken Wong from his sins and delivered him, and Christ has been there through the roughest times of his life. And you might be going through a rough time. Maybe you just come from something that's been really tough. Maybe you're entering into a really rough season. Or maybe you're right in the middle of it. Well, Jesus Christ, you know, we're not talking about some just magical thing. We're talking about a personal relationship. Someone who loves you, someone who knows you, someone who will be with you through life, and will enable you a capacity to live your life with the resources, the strength, the power that that He can give through the power of His indwelling Holy Spirit to enable you to live the life that God has so intended for you. Have you been searching? Have you been kind of jumping and scratching, looking? God, I know there's more to life than this. Well, if you don't have a relationship with Christ, that's that missing piece, because we were destined to serve the Lord. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to go even further and find out, you know, as an attorney, how Ken Wong has seen the life of Christ lived in and through him affect his legal practice right here in Honolulu, Hawaii. How Christ has made a difference in his business, in his family. By the way, Ken, how old is James? How old is he now?
He's 21.
21?
Yeah.
He graduated high school?
Yeah. Graduate Punahou. Oh. He's at University of Washington.
Wow. 21 years old.
Yeah.
We just gave you the fast forward of what God did in the life of James. When we come back, we'll hear more from Ken Wong. You don't want to miss this part. It gets better. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So I talked to my guest, Ken Wong, you know, during the break, and he says, look, my prayer is that, you know, as I was coming here, Ken says, my prayer was that God would use me to speak to somebody who is listening and that they would receive something from the Lord. Well, is that you? As you're listening to the show, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My featured guest today is Ken Wong. Ken Wong is an attorney here in Hawaii, Honolulu, Hawaii. Graduated from St. Louis School, Northwestern University, and University of California, Hastings College of the Law. He's married to Bobby. They have one son, James. We've spoken a lot about James and his daughter also, Christina. And he's been so gracious to come here and just share his story of faith in Christ and the difference that Christ has made in his life and his family, how the Lord intervened as he surrendered James to the Lord when he was just a little baby. And 6 months old, you know, things could have gone real south. In fact, they were going south, and he surrendered James to the Lord, and then things began to turn. Well, this may be a moment for you to just evaluate your own life and your own situation. And I ask you this question along with Ken. Where do you stand in your relationship with the Lord? Is this a time for you to open your heart to Christ? If you drifted from the Lord, is this a time for you to surrender your life to the Lord or surrender your situation to God? Maybe your breakthrough is just one surrender away. Ken, take us back not really back. I mean, just bring us up to speed. You're an attorney, a businessman. How has your relationship with Christ made a difference in your legal practice?
Oh, made a huge difference. You know, being an attorney can be very stressful. You're solving problems. You're solving people's legal problems and other problems. And I use that time to see if people have other problems other than legal problems. And, you know, kind of talk to them and so forth. And I use that time to see if I can pray for them. You know, you kind of feel them out and so forth. The stress of the legal practice is not as great when you turn it over to the Lord, because it's the Lord's practice. It's not my practice. And I always tell the Lord, it says, Lord, this is your practice. Our finances depend on you. So I'm going to depend on you. You know, you bring in the business. You bring in the finances. You take care of all this stuff. Of course, I still have to do my part.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go out, market, do a good job for people. But I've been on my own for 14 years now. I was with a big firm before. And, you know, the big firm, you have institutional clients there that provide work and so forth. When you go out on your own, you got to get your own work. And the Lord has been, he's always given me work, you know, and it's when people ask me, well, how do you get your work? I say, it's from the Lord.
So now this may be kind of a eye-opening thing. You know, some people take it for granted. Christians, more mature Christians, people who walk with the Lord for a number of years, business owners, really, they begin to see, this is not my thing. It's the Lord's thing. We're living life in another dimension. You know, when you're a Christian, kingdom values, you know, different awareness. You're cognizant of other things, like you said, this is God's practice. But somebody today that's kind of new to them, you know, as they listen, wow, what do you mean? What do you mean my business is God's business? I thought it was my business. How did you come to that understanding? Because it certainly seems to have given you a great deal of peace.
Yeah, it's step by step. And when I first became a Christian, the concept of tithing was so foreign to me. And, you know, being a Chinese, you hold on to your wallet, you know. So, you know, tithing was foreign to me. And the pastor would always say, hey, you cannot outgive God. So just give God a tenth and watch what he does. And so, you know, I tested God a little bit first. I didn't give the whole tithe. You know, I gave a little bit, and then I saw God bless me, and then I gave a little bit more, and I saw God bless me. And then I actually challenged God within my first year of being a Christian. And how does a Chinese guy challenge God? Money, okay? So my mind is still not a mature Christian yet. So I said, okay, Lord, if you're really God, says, I'm thinking of buying this Taiwan stock, and if you're really God, tell me whether I should or not. So the next day I'm driving to work, and there's an ad on the radio about the Taiwan economy growing by leaps and bounds. So I kind of, oh, you know, what's this, you know? And then that same day, there's another ad about Taiwan. So I said, oh, maybe I should then. So I bought the stock, and it went up like $10 in 2 weeks. So I said, oh, wow, is God real? God must be real, you know. And so that's how I started, you know, in the financial end with God.
So you started to ask the Lord for investment advice.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think it's more like you're reducing God to like being your financial planner, but more along the lines of you opening up your life to God, and saying, Lord, give me guidance and direction,
yeah,
and to how to interweave my situation.
Yeah, and you know, God, the only place in the Bible where God says test me is in finances.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I've tested him in the past, and he's always been faithful.
Ken, a quick word. Somebody right now, we got about a minute left. What would you say to somebody right now who's facing a challenge of some kind, but it's so personal to them? What would you say?
I would say, if you're a Christian, step out in greater faith, turn it over to the Lord, and continue praying, and just believe in the Lord. The Lord has your best interests at hand.
Mm-hmm.
So put your life in the Lord, turn your problems over to the Lord, and leave it in His hands. Continue praying, do what you have to do. Don't stress out. If you're a non-Christian, the first step is having faith, taking that first step of faith by receiving Jesus Christ into your life. And from then, you take little more steps of faith. As you are faithful, God will show His faithfulness to you in a very real way, in a very real-life way.
Now, that comes right from the heart of Ken Wong, for a believer and for someone who's seeking. Ken, you know, I always appreciate my guests. You're a real special guest, and I'm so grateful for you coming and sharing heart-to-heart with my dear listeners and with me. Thank you for that graciousness and generosity. Thank you.
Thank you.
In the next few days, you're going to be hearing inspirational stories of hope and faith, like the story of Ken Wong. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. I want you to invite someone to listen in. 2 p.m. every day and 12 midnight. Our stories are downloadable for free at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Share them with a friend. Psalm 32 verse 7 says, "You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Ken Wong. Until next time, along with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave